Objectives, a set of direct reports, and the rest of your organization below your direct reports. All the people and resources needed to achieve business objectives were under your control. Aligning people in the pursuit of common goals was straightforward. You controlled both the carrots and the sticks. They go on to talk about how difficult life in business is today by contrast and why it is almost impossible to be an effective leader. Following is a sampling of actual quotes from the mouths of surprisingly senior bosses. I live in a highly complicated matrix structure and have long given up trying to make sense of it. I'm responsible for achieving results, but have little or no authority over people and resources that are critical for success. I am accountable to 3 managers. I am responsible for leading the business, P&L, compliance, operations, technology, as well as for leading people, pay, performance, morale. One person cannot possibly do all of it effectively. I have limited control over either carrot or stick. My bonus depends on my 360-degree feedback scores, so I cannot afford to rub too many people the wrong way. The head office, the control department, the strategic planning group, and many other corporate functions make huge demands on my time, leaving me very little time to do my day job. Continuous change is the mantra, and lots of management processes, fads, are introduced regularly to supposedly make our lives easier. My people are constantly looking toward me for answers I simply don't have. In short, life, according to our current bosses, is a constant struggle to get results without having adequate authority. Isn't it draining just to listen to their comments? Of all the bosses you've had in your career, how many would you call truly great leaders? For the purpose of this question, a great leader is someone who inspired you to show up every morning and do your best possible work. Someone who made you believe in yourself. Someone who genuinely cared about your success, and someone whom you wanted to follow willingly. As a leadership and management consultant and educator, I have asked this question of thousands of business executives in every continent across a wide range of industries. I have asked groups of senior folks at the twilight of their careers, as well as upcoming middle managers. Regardless of context, geography, or cultural differences, the average answer in any group lies somewhere between 0 and 2. Given the abundance of research and literature on the subject, and the sums invested by companies every year on leadership development, this low average is baffling. Unlike molecular computing or the study of AIDS, leadership is not an evolving science. In fact, the definition of good leadership hasn't changed since the time of Alexander the Great. Why, then, is the average answer so low? In good economic times, unlike the recession at the time of this writing, one might be tempted to think, how does it matter? In spite of this low average, companies around the world seem to be doing fairly well. When the going is good, bad leadership often goes undetected. However, consider the next question, which I have asked over the past 20 years, mostly through good times. On a 1 to 10 scale, where 10 is at peak potential and 1 is significantly below potential, how would you rate your organization's current performance in the marketplace? Again, I have asked this of a very large number of leaders and teams across the globe. I typically ask this one when I have an entire senior leadership team in a room for a workshop or team meeting. The average answer to this question is roughly 6.5. In other words, barring a few exceptions, the business world, by its own estimate, is operating at 65% of its potential. Whichever way you look at it, there is a huge performance void, arguably caused by a leadership void. According to the American Society of Training and Development, ASTD, U.S. corporations alone spend $134.39 billion every year on employee training, and companies spend an average of 24% to 30% of their training budgets on leadership development. One has to ask whether this roughly $40.47 billion is being well spent. Most of this training is based on formulas or on emulating successful leaders. Some researchers look at charisma and personality and prescribe makeover formulas. Others offer copycat strategies in the name of best practice research.